Well, here's the question. I just got the question of all questions, really. It's something like, I'm just finishing my real estate course. I'm about to start. Very excited. What advice do you have for someone just starting out? So really, that is the question of all questions for a real estate agent that we've all had when we first started. I was lucky and unlucky at the same time, because when I had those questions, the guy that was helping me into the industry, and I've talked about him to many of my students over the time, he had answers, and it was great because I wasn't confused by too many choices. So I wasn't paralyzed by trying to analyze what to do and all of that, like I'm unfortunately going to be at risk of when I answer this question properly. Really, the answer was, here, let's spend 3 days and learn our listing presentation and our phone call script. So that's what we did for 3 days, all day, every day. We learned 1 half-hour listing presentation, word perfect, including objection handling, rebuttals, you know, what to say if a client says X, Y, or Z. Learn this script off by heart so that you can deliver it naturally, and it's laced with all the benefits of why to list with you above all of the other options that are available to a home seller. So that was the advice I got. And that's what we did. We got single-minded, single-focused, got our sales registration, our license. And then we spent 3 days, all day, all night, learning this listing presentation, this hour worth of dialogue, probably half an hour to 40 minutes worth of the actual presentation, and then maybe 20 minutes to half an hour of objection handling techniques. What to say if a client says you're too expensive? What to say if a client says, I don't want to invest in an advertising campaign? I don't want to, list with an inexperienced agent? Like all of the things that a home seller might say to you as reasons they might not want to list a property with you. But the presentation that we learned really was designed to handle those objections along the way while you're explaining to the client how best you're going to help them in terms of should they choose you for the listing. So we learned that, and we learned a cold call script that we were just expected to smash out. Well, our KPIs, our key performance indicators, were we were to make this cold call script 400 times a week, so 80 times a day. That's connected calls a day. So it's almost like I want to give this advice to the person asking the question just because it was the pain of doing 80 connects a day that, frankly, I couldn't do. I'd pull up stumps at about 20 to 40 connects a day before I'd start finding excuses and finding reasons to do something else because of the pain of being rejected 39 times, sometimes 40 times, in order to get one lackluster, half-hearted, oh yeah, if you must come around kind of thing. A lot of rejection doing it the way I was taught. What I then, after years and years of that pain, and because I got good at that listing presentation, I got really good at it. And so they, a couple of years into me listing and selling and stuff, they made me they gave me a starting salesperson to just take under my wing a little bit and show them how to do what I'd learned how to do, how to make calls en masse, and how to do the listing presentation. And that ended up going really well. The guy I was mentoring is still in the industry now, still doing great, became a million-dollar performer, doing wonderful. His name's Mario, just top, top bloke. And I remember when he walked in, before he met our company, he was a waiter. That's how we met him. He was a waiter at the coffee shop where near our office. And so, still some 20 years later, he's still in the industry and really kicking butt, owns his own company and all of that. So then after that success of me mentoring, just one person, they gave me a sales manager job where I mentored a lot. And I would have recruited probably 100 agents to build and maintain our team of 20 agents at any one time. And we built the number one office in the Brisbane, in the surrounding kilometres of the Brisbane CBD. And here's the big but. It killed my soul, all of that rejection, and I had to find a better way. So I then spent, here's the next piece of advice that's the real piece of advice, is I would say to Ash, who asked this question, to get ready that your learning didn't stop when you finished your course. Frankly, I still haven't stopped learning some 20 years later, plus over 20 years, 22 years now in the industry. And I am still listening to marketing training, listening to personal development courses, learning, reading, doing seminars. So, you know, because I did everything. Now, I've found out that my preference is audio programs. I guess I learn best through constant repetitive audio listening. But some people prefer reading because some people are more visually predicated on the way they learn. That's their learning modality, is they like reading good quality information that's going to either educate or motivate them in their careers. Some people like listening like me. They're more auditory. Some people like going to live seminars because they're more experiential. So for me, I've done all of them, but my preference is audio programs. Hours and hours and hours, several hours a day. I still listen to training, whether that's educational, teaching, because what I started down the path of was not only, it started off as motivational stuff to get me through the pain of putting up with rejection. Really tough. So I listened to audios from motivational speakers, and I'd read books on the magic of thinking big and Think and Grow Rich and all of those sorts of motivational books, etc. But then I started studying marketing to learn ways to get the public to call me instead of making me call 100 people to get 2 people to say maybe. The question I asked myself was, how do I get those 2 people to call me instead of any one of the competitors that's got more experience, more of a track record, more right to have that listing than I do? How do I get that public to call me? So I spent then 10,000, I stopped counting at 10,000 hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars in educating myself in marketing, in how to cut through the clutter, cut through the busy lives, cut through all of the other advertising people screaming at a consumer trying to get their attention, how to cut through all of that so that that consumer out there knows my face, knows my name, and knows that I'm in real estate. And frankly, that's now, I've still got that job in my business right now. You're about to get into real estate, about to get your license, and yet you messaged me to ask me my advice, because my job now is to get my name, my face, and I need to get the name Glenn Twiddle associated with success and being successful in real estate, right? So I've still got a target market that I need to influence to know who I am and know that I'm good at what I do. And just the same as you've got a job geographically to have a local area full of homeowners to know your name, know your face, and know you're good at what you do. So it's the same job, and it never ends, you know? And so that's really the one piece of advice that I would say is, there is no one piece of advice. The one piece of advice is continuous, lifelong learning of good quality information, repetitively listen to it until it is part of your soul, and then spend the rest of your life trying to chase that ideal situation, and you'll probably never get there, but all the benefit is in the chase. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link, and that's for the person who asked me the question. So if you want to, if you're a listener who's listening to this this recording, then just send me a DM to any one of the Glenn Twiddle, whether it's my page or my profile. Just send me a DM, and I'll see if I, you know, if you're really nice, I'll see if I send you this link that I'm going to send to my friend here. Because what I put together some time ago for my high-paying clients, the clients who are paying me a fortune, a few of them asked me, because I had all my programs, all my trainings, just everything I've ever figured out about, how to be a successful real estate agent, not only through me, but all of the million-dollar agents that I've trained over the last decade, if ever they did a speech on one of my seminars, stages, sharing with an audience who paid them to sort of tell them how to be successful. I put all of them together on a website so that my students who already owned my CDs, DVDs, and things of that nature could have all of those trainings all in one place online, so they didn't have to get out CDs and DVDs and stuff. So those people who were already paying me a fortune, I put that together for them, and I charged them a nominal fee, a very small fee, just to cover the expense of me making that website for them. So I'm going to send that link to the person who asked this question, because my real answer is learn and keep learning from me and from multiple sources. Now, you know, and that's the beauty of this particular, you know, thing I'm going to send him. My life's work is not only my life's work, but it's the life's work of, you know, dozens and dozens of agents that I've helped and how they implemented, you know, what I taught them and what they innovated themselves in order to make them utter and mega success stories. We're going to learn from them as well, all for a virtually a free cost. So yeah, if you want that link as well, just shoot me a DM and I'll and be really nice and try and talk me into it, and I'll see if I can sneak you into that. Because again, the people who originally were at those seminars, those trainings, if you added up what all of those trainings are worth, it'd be over $10,000 of very real money that people paid to learn these things, and I'm going to give them for you for basically a free. It's almost free, because I really want to put this guy on the right track with his question. And the answer is, you got an hour to 2 hours a day of learning for at least the next year in order to, you know, that's my advice. He asked for, what's your advice for a beginner? Learn. Don't reinvent the wheel. Learn from the people who already have figured out those answers, implemented those answers into their career, made a fortune. You know, one of my students not so long back said, I dropped out of school at grade 10 and I earn more than the brain surgeon. Not bad, right? So, you know, now if you want to earn more than a brain surgeon, now you just said you're finishing your real estate course. Now, in most states of Australia, that real estate course is a week or two that you can get that competency, that legal requirement in order to list or sell real estate. Well, it may be only a week or two to get your qualification, but that in no means says that you're ready to list and sell real estate. That in no, what that's like, that's like buying a football, righto? Now you can play footy. And whether you play on the weekend for free with your kids, or whether you play club football, and frankly, at club football, you got to pay to play because you've got your fees and all of that you got to pay, right? So you own a football. Are you going to play for free? Are you going to pay to play, meaning your expenses outweigh your earnings, right? That's amateur. Or are you going to be a pro? Are you going to play at the highest level? And the same thing goes for any sport, you know, boxing, basketball. Are you going to be Michael Jordan, who's a billionaire? Are you going to be, you know, a professional player who gets paid a couple of hundred grand a year to play basketball? Or are you going to play on the weekends with your kids for free? Or are you going to play amateurs, where it costs you money to play basketball? It's all up to you. If you've done your course, you've now owned a basketball. Now what are you going to do with it? So, you know, the hours of shooting free throws, the practice, the pain, the discipline, all of that is what's ahead of you in order to be successful. So, look, I'll send you that link and I'll leave the rest up to you. You know, money won't be an object, because when you see the cost of that, you know, my life's work of hundreds of hours of successful agents telling you how to be successful, you will not be, you won't be ignorant to what it takes and what you are supposed to do in order to be successful. Ignorance will no longer be an excuse. The only excuse you'll be left with is, did you do what they trained you to do? Did you learn it? Did you discipline? Did you systemize it? Did you really go deep and get this stuff installed in your business? Because if the answer is yes, you're, you know, of course, if you implement it the way it's described in those hundreds of hours of training, of course, there's a great chance that you're going to emulate and get those results. Because guess what? That's how those $1 million performers got there, is they followed the advice that I just gave you for the last 10 minutes. So I hope that's helpful. All right, I'm going to do a runner. Reach out if you need me, and we'll talk soon. Bye for now.